It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are by poets who have distinct ties to Lafayette. Charles de Gravel's poem is entitled After the Storm. These two poems appear in a poetry journal, an international bilingual poetry journal, Shabdagucha, edited by Hassanal Abdullah. The first poem, After the Storm, by Charles de Gravel. After the storm. There was no other choice, so it stormed. Rain drove its nails into the mulch. The wind slapped and beat things down. It happened as it had to. In what seems disorder now, limbs and branches strewn, a cypress freshly riven and bleeding, sudden pools where mosquitoes are already breeding. This is really the perfect order. Each leaf torn from tree found the spot only it could inhabit, placed as carefully by a maniacal wind as by a hand. Mere chance is impossible without possibilities. Here there are none. The egret standing in the shallow bog decides nothing. Not its silent whiteness, not its delicate neck like the letter S, not its sudden strike. The dark water torn with furious quickness, a sparkling fish whipping in its beak, and the fish and fox and bullfrog also, never a chance to be what they're not except in death, which we are all so carefully becoming. The second poem today is a poem by Clarice Dugas, and it is entitled Lay. Clarice Dugas won the Virginia Kent Cummings Award for poetry and has published poems in French and English in reviews and anthologies such as Acadie Tropicale, North of Wakulla, American Institute of Discussion, and Uncommon Place, an anthology of contemporary Louisiana poets. Clarice Dugas' poem, Lay à la Moyer de Marie de France. When we drank the herbal wine, we didn't realize the danger. Haunted by shame and guilt, we fled to the woods for a while. There you trimmed branches and vines while I wove my hair tendrils into your shirt. Birds sang words that only lovers knew. Time flew. Then I returned to the city, to duty, and you went to a strange land, married the one with white hands whose name was the same as mine. But dreams interfered, you later told me. Dreams of hazel and woodbine.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.